Everybody, my name is David Litt. I'm in charge. This is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, calling in from Colorado, and a lot of great stuff to be sharing with you here. Just a couple weeks out from our Ignite convention, so want to start with a little bit of housekeeping information, give you some updates on a few things, and then we've got Royal Crown Brandy Shinoto doing a brand new special training on the one thing. I definitely have some background noise on the speaker line, so speakers, you're welcome to hit mute on your call. That would be fantastic, so that we can keep the lines 100% clear. Appreciate that. So, as I said, lots and lots going on. I'm sure that all of you know that the June monsoon has rolled into July, and it is ending August 14th. So for those of you who enjoy promoting gold packs at $25 off and platinum packs at $50 off and launch packs at $75 off and $129 convention tickets, let's do it. Let's make it happen over the next couple of weeks. There's lots and lots and lots of opportunity. This is a perfect time to get involved in Purium because we have so many new things that are going to be coming out here at convention and rolling into the fall. So we've got an amazing event schedule happening. And I just want to walk through the convention schedule a bit. Everybody who's attending is going to be receiving an email this week with lots of details, but just want to share with you, as I said, I've been living and breathing convention here for months and months, and it's just, you know, we've got an amazing jam-packed schedule. And it starts on Thursday with a diamond training. So if you're a diamond and above, you're welcome to join the diamond training. It's actually across the street from the Marriott at the Hilton. I think we have almost 200 people, believe it or not, already registered. There's an Eventbrite link, and we've got some fantastic training from Crowns. Lots of valuable information. It's a couple hours long. It's built into the cost of the event. It's absolutely free, but you got to be a diamond and above. Then our crowns are getting whisked off for a special crown dinner. And then on Friday morning, we start the main festivities. David Sandoval's got an amazing presentation about vision and all the things that are happening with Purium into the future, so you have a much better sense of where we're going. And there's some amazing things that that we've got planned, and he's going to give a sneak preview of that. We've got a new manufacturing video that's coming together that looks fantastic. It's going to be part of our Healthy Happy Hour DVD. We'll be premiering that the first time on Friday morning, and then we're going to end the morning with some new products. You're going to be able to sample the new products at lunchtime, and then in the afternoon we're going into training, into stories, into recognition, and then wrapping up the day with more new products. So we've got the biggest new product launches that the company has ever seen in the morning, and then the biggest new product launches the company's ever seen in the afternoon, and more product sampling. Friday night, we've got a green carpet, green diamond event. So you got to be a green diamond or above, invitation only. We got hot hors d'oeuvres, we got photo opportunities, chances to mix and mingle with the crowns, chance to mix and mingle with the corporate team. It's going to be lots of fun. And then on Saturday, we've got some new technology. The crowns have been sneak previewing that. Got some very, very positive feedback on that. It's exciting. We're going to be launching the Spanish materials on Saturday, and we're going to be talking about that here in just a moment. More stories, more training. You're going to hear from Brandy Shinoto tonight. She's going to be doing a training segment on Saturday afternoon as well. And then we've got a fall event schedule that's absolutely killer. And then we've got a break, and then Saturday night we're doing a gala evening. And that gala evening is going to be a big celebration. We're going to have tons of recognition, and then it's going to be topped off by an amazing party. So bring out your best clothes Saturday night. It's going to be fantastic, lots of fun, just like last year, but at another level. And then on Sunday, we've got Spirit of Purium Day. Everyone's going to be wearing the Purium T-shirts, Purium hats, Purium pullovers, all that kind of stuff. And David Sandoval is going to be doing a product training. We're going to have an open mic, an opportunity for you to share your experiences over the weekend. So lots of photos, lots of videos, lots of chances to, you know, mix and mingle with our top people. And I'm just scratching the surface as to what's going on over the weekend. So, you know, I know that lots and lots of people have it on their schedule but haven't yet gotten their tickets. I know lots and lots of people have it on their schedule but haven't gotten their hotel room. So, you know, the sooner you get it, the better. We've got our $249 price going through the 7th of August. And remember, if you've just enrolled in the last 30 days, you can still get your tickets for, I believe it's $179. So we're doing everything we can to keep the cost low, the value high. During the gala event, we're going to have round tables, and everyone's going to be dressed up, and we're going to bring out some special Purium desserts as well. It's going to be really fun. So lots and lots of stuff happening, and every week we give away, try to give away, a couple of tickets. People who have already purchased their tickets and people who have enrolled a PLC member last week, we get an opportunity to refund a convention ticket. And so before we get to Lucy Mazes and before we get to Brandi Shinoto, what I'd like to do is announce the winners of the convention ticket drawing. And the first person, all you need to do is hit *6. The first person who's a winner is Aaron Santos from Hawaii. So Aaron, if you're on the line, hit *6, and we would love to give you a refund on your convention ticket. Aaron Santos, going once, going twice. *6 if you're on the line. Aaron.
No, I'm joking. This isn't Aaron. This is Dave. Psych.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yes, Aaron with an E, not Aaron with two A's. Then I've got Shirley Place from Utah. Shirley, if you're on the line, this is your opportunity to come to convention for free. You already got your ticket. We want to pay for it. Shirley Place, *6. Aaron Santos, Shirley Place. Okay, last person I'm going to give. We always have one third person just in case. And I've got Erica Watts from Florida. Erica, are you on the line? Got to be on the line here. Yeah,
hello.
Who's that?
Hey, yeah. Erica.
Hey, Erica, congratulations.
Hey.
We want to pay for your convention ticket.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so excited
All right.
to go.
Awesome. Well, thanks for enrolling a new PLC member, making your commitment to go to convention, and Dave and Amy are going to pay
pleasure.
For your ticket.
Thank
awesome.
You so much,
See you
guys.
There.
Look forward to meeting you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Good, good. All right. Hit *6
Thanks.
Again if you can, Erica. So, okay. Well, that's it. So, Erica Watts, winner of free convention ticket. So, very, very, very cool. We got, like I say, lots and lots going on, and one of the big announcements that we have, David Sandoval said, hey, you know what we need to do? We need to give a little bit more of a sense of what's going to be happening at convention. People have no idea how many things we're going to be launching and how many things we're going to be introducing. And so tonight we're going to announce that we are going to be introducing our first, you know, foray into the Spanish market with Spanish materials that will be introduced at convention. These are electronic materials. We'll have translated videos. We'll have translated website, translated back office, a real opportunity for our Spanish language folks to excel in Purium. And we've got four call center people all trained up and ready to go. So it's going to be very exciting. And we have actually a crown, a Latina crown, Lucy Mazes, who's paving the way for our Hispanic market, and I invited Lucy on the line just to say a few words about the Spanish market and what she thinks it's going to mean for her business, and importantly, what it's going to mean for everybody who's interested in promoting to Spanish speakers. Hey, Lucy, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here, David. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. This has been so excited. I've been praying for this since the day I joined and I said yes to Purium, okay? I just want to let you know that once that we have the literature in Spanish, what that means to me and to everybody that's here, the volume for sure will go up because when people read and understand what we're talking about, when people understand that people buy, what people will learn, what people consume the products, and at the same time they will get healthier. Do you know, I was reading and I'm doing a little bit of more homework and everything, and the last past 6 months I've been actually working with my Latino community, and they're dealing with diabetes, diabetes 1 and 2. And, my God, we have the product. And now that we're going to have everything translated in Spanish, we're going to be able to educate the people and help them to get healthier. Now I'm going to duplicate. Everybody's going to be able to duplicate what I'm doing right now, English and Spanish. So I'm very, very excited about that.
Well, fantastic, Lucy. Well, wait till you see what we've got translated. It's going to be fantastic to have these electronic materials in Spanish. And the person who really was the one who wanted to make this happen is David Sandoval. And I heard him on the line. I don't know if he's still on. But, David, if you want to say a couple of words about the Spanish market and your commitment to, you know, how it's going to be launched and where we're going with that.
Definitely. Well, first of all, congratulations to Lucy. She's awesome. We just had a great time in Sedona with the Amazing Mazes team, and just good times. But I want to tell you that, you know, we have a strategy that is, I believe, a winning strategy for the Latin American market. And the strategy is to attract, first and foremost, the people who are the most savvy on the internet, the most savvy in social media, the most savvy in actual communication skills. And that is the reason why we're initially launching an electronic version to the Spanish market. We're not going to have every catalog and every piece of paper and everything. We're going to have an abbreviated number of pieces of literature in Spanish, and we're going to try to attract the most tech-savvy, forward-thinking, business-oriented, future-leaning people in the community. Not because they're the only ones we want to attract, because they are the ones who will go into the rest of the community. They will have the skills to do so. And that's the reason for our strategy of leading first into the part of the community that is most tech-savvy, most social media-savvy, most social, period, and most activist-oriented. And I think it's going to work to our advantage to have this strategy. And I'm very excited to enter this market.
Awesome. Well, good stuff, David. Well, I appreciate you taking the lead on that. Lucy, again, congratulations on making it to Crown. I know you're going to play a big role in helping to roll out the Spanish materials, and thanks for giving us some great advice on what to focus on and all of that. So
I just want to say, David, les invito a todos los que hablan español que no se pierdan esta convención porque se van a arrepentir. Quiero que todos estén aquí. Inviten a todos sus amigos.
Fantastic. Fantastico. Well, thanks so much, Lucy. And one of the things that's great, too, is our new international consultant, Ben Thibodeau, speaks Spanish as well. So we've got, you know, corporate management. We have call center folks and certainly field leaders ready to take the lead. Spanish conference calls, Spanish social media, as David Sandoval said.
And get ready
for
Spanish music at convention.
Yes.
Fun. All right. Well, thanks, David. Thanks, Lucy. And everybody, that's just the taste of what we're going to be doing. We got lots of new opportunities. So, you know, you can start sharing with the folks that you know, people in California and Texas and Arizona and in Florida and New York and Chicago area and all around, you know, the United States, Colorado here, lots and lots of Spanish-speaking folks. And we want to welcome them in, as Lucy said, you know, blood sugar issues, obesity, lots and lots of challenges for, you know, for the Latino community, and we want to help them. So good stuff happening. So that's an overview and a little sneak preview on the events, and it's kind of a perfect segue into the training for tonight. Like I said, we have a special treat, our Royal Crown, Brandi Shinoto. She's going to be doing a training at convention, but she's been reading a book. It's one of my favorite books, and she has an amazing way of communicating ideas and condensing them down and making them simple and emotional and exciting. And I know my one thing right now is convention. It's all-consuming and all-excited. So, Brandi, why don't you help people to understand the concept of the one thing and also to help them to identify their one thing so that they can be successful in Imperium.
Well, thanks so much, David, for having me on the call. Thank you so much, Dave Sandoval, as well. I just had to comment because I just loved when Dave Sandoval jumped on the line and he said, psych, that's not me, this is Dave. I literally, like, rolled in my seat. And I'm super excited about the Spanish material. So thanks so much, Lucy, for joining us. David Litt, you know, we talk about books all the time. And as an entrepreneur, and this is to everyone on the call right now, I want to say what's up, all of our entrepreneurs. You know, we find that we need to find our way of motivating ourselves. Because as an entrepreneur, we're not going to drive to a job. We're not going to punch in and punch out. We're not going to have a boss standing over our shoulders giving us an exact job description. I mean, that's not how entrepreneurism and free enterprise works. Free enterprise works by tapping into that passion that's deep within us, that makes us wake up every single day excited about the opportunities and the possibilities that are in front of us. But the flip coin to that is that we have to be able to keep ourselves motivated and ourselves going so that we never give up on our dreams and goals, because there's going to be nobody else building our dreams and goals for us. But the amazing thing is that when we stay focused in alignment with what our dreams and our goals are and our own integrity, we're led to open the right doors. And that's where we've all found ourselves here with Purium Health Products. We have all been led here. We have all opened this door. We had this door up here in front of us. And now that we're here with Purium Health Products, we're connected with the Million Mom Movement, David Sandoval, Amy Venner, we all know we have this huge opportunity to literally change the world, to change the nation, to change the world. Not only, you know, change our own lives, both physically and financially. So we know this. We got this. That's why we're here right now. That's why we're planning on being at conventions. But sometimes in between the, I'm sitting here in my office doing this call and, yeah, I'm going to be a part of this huge movement, or I'm a part of this huge movement that's going to change the world. It's sometimes in between there, it can be overwhelming. And we cannot always know what is the next step we need to take. So, you know, like many people on this call, I myself continue to look for whatever resources are around me. And I always trust that if I'm in alignment, and I'm in integrity, I'm always going to find what the right thing is. And that right thing fell in front of me in the form of this book called The One Thing, written by Gary Keller. And it's super awesome because I've actually communicated with him already via technology. And I'm just super, super excited. I had heard about this book about a year ago, but obviously I only opened up the book, you know, within this past month. So it was the right time right now to kind of open up this book. And what I'm going to do this evening is I'm going to kind of give you, an idea of what's been working for me in my strategy, you know, of how I can strategize to specifically work at the places where I need to work that's going to help my business. No matter where I am in my business, no matter where you are in your business, you could have been with us for 2 years starting when we started, or you could have been here for just 2 days. And following this systematic approach is what will help you create the habits that you're looking for, the specific habits that you're going to be needing while building your Purium business. And if there's one question that I'm asked everywhere, everyone asks me, what do I need to be doing? You know, what do I need to be doing? And the interesting thing is I would articulate to people what they need to be doing because I know what we need to do to build this business. But yet it was really after reading this book that I was able to really articulate it as well as give somebody a specific plan of action. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to rock it out in these next 10 minutes, about 7 minutes, and we're going to rock this out. So first of all, passion and purpose. I want you to imagine we all have passion. Is it possible for somebody to have 1,000% passion and not purposefully know how to implement that passion? Is it possible for somebody to be passionate and not generate an income? Of course it's possible. So what we want to get into the mindset of is we have the passion. Like, no one will ever argue against the fact that Purium, Team Purium people, distributors, team members are passionate. But now what we need to do is learn how to find our purpose in our business. That means how to go about our business purposefully. So what I want you to imagine right now is that we have the next 4 days, right? So we have the next 4 days right now to implement something to make huge change. And if you've been in this business, you know that huge things can happen in 4 days. So what I want you to also visualize is that the moment we are in right now, because how many times do we hear people saying, oh, next month, or oh, when this happens, I'm going to do this, or after this happens, then this can happen. I want us to get out of that thinking. Sure, we have to be thinking ahead. Sure, we have to be having foresight and planning for the future in our business. But when we talk about action, action is a verb. Action is an action word. So when we talk about action, it shouldn't be talking about action in future tense. We should be talking and thinking about terms of the action that needs to happen right now that will eventually get us into that future term. I want to just throw this out real quick. Look at somebody like David Sandoval. He's an amazing man. He has the hugest, hugest passion. I mean, when I get around him, the passion that he has is infectious. And it literally has fueled this company's determination to bring green, organic, whole food, superfood products and to be the leader in the most highest quality products in the world. That's his passion. But David Sandoval is a 1,000% purposeful man. He is a purposeful businessman. That means that he has purpose every single day. He knows exactly what he needs to do so that he can materialize his passion, so that he can bring his passion and manifest exactly what his passion is. And for those of you who know him, you know he is a very regimented man. You know that when he has a goal, he immediately takes action upon it in whatever step it needs to take. Even if it's a huge goal, he takes action upon it, and then in its eventuality, it is materialized into the real world. So that's what we're absolutely looking at right now. Now, as a Purium distributor, you know, sometimes I hear people say, oh man, you know, I don't have enough time. I'll literally talk to team members. I will talk to team members who are quote unquote working all the time, quote unquote, and yet in their back office, numbers are not showing up. You know, they're not showing the efforts of their energies or the, you know, the work that they're doing is not showing in their back office. So what I wanna talk about is that if that's what you're experiencing right now, more than likely you're spending too much time doing what really doesn't matter, and you're spending too little time on what actually does matter. So what we have to do is flip it around. If you're ever feeling like you're spending way too much energy and you're not getting the results of that energy, you need to flip it around and start spending more time on what actually matters and less time on what doesn't matter. And when we talk about successful people know what they need to be doing to make them be hugely successful. So just for instance, okay, let's talk about successful painters. What do successful painters do? Successful painters paint amazing pictures. Now, maybe the reason why they're going into painting isn't because they want to touch the world. They want to show their passions. They want to show the world their artistry, right? They want to get out there and change lives through images. But the truth of it is, to be a successful painter and accomplish all those other things, they have to be painting pictures. So same thing, what about accountants? Great accountants. What are they? Good accountants, what do? They do books. And I'm laughing when I think about this because I have fired accountants because I have had accountants who have not done my books. And who knows what else they're doing? They're not doing my books great. So in order to be a successful accountant, we've got to do our books great. So now it's going to come down to, to be a great Purium business builder, what is it that we have to be doing? What is it specifically that we have to do? And now I'm going to introduce this concept of 80-20. The 80-20 rule, write this down, says that the minority of our efforts actually leads to the majority of our results. I'm going to say that again. The minority of our efforts leads to the majority of my results. So that means to me personally that all of the results that I've had for myself, all of the success that I've achieved has actually come about through a minority of my effort. That's crazy, right? That's crazy when we think we're running around chasing our tails, we're you know, sweating, you know, blood, sweat, and tears for our business because that's what it feels like. So what if it didn't have to be that hard? Well, it doesn't have to be that hard if we can stop in our tracks and look at this 80-20 rule. And if we can tell ourselves, okay, if 80% of my results actually comes from 20% of my effort, how's about I start focusing in on what that 20% is? How's about we sit down and look at what that 20% is? And I love this because everybody's 20% is going to be different. If you're a brand new team member on the line, if you just got started with Perium, then your thing that you need to accomplish is going to be different than somebody who's been a crown for a long time, because our goals are going to be different. You know, our ideas of what needs to happen are going to be different. But the idea with this book called The One Thing means that you're going to find what works for you, and then that's what you're going to do. I want to put this out before, you know, I got a few more minutes left. I'm going to put this out. I want you to imagine this. If a disproportionate amount of our activities, you know, creates a disproportionate amount of our money. Okay, so that means that if just a little bit of our actions actually creates a huge amount of our income, then wouldn't you want to focus in on that little thing, okay? Real quick, I want you to wrap your brain around this. 80-20 rule. Imagine now, if you continue doing the 20% that's making you money, continue doing the 20% that's creating your results, and then you take that 80%, you know, the 80% that we're chasing our tails and, you know, cleaning and organizing and talking to people that don't need us to be talking to them and, you know, ironing out messes and all whatever. Let's say you take that 80% and you take 50% of that 80%. So you take 40%, right? 50% of that 80% is 40. Half of that 80%, you take that time, energy, and, you know, just brain power that you are putting towards that 40%, that half of that 80% that does not work for you, that does not create your income. You take that 40%, and now you've identified the 20%, because the key is to identifying it, and you apply that 40% to your 20%. So now you have 60% specifically focusing on what generates your results. And you know that other 40% of the 80%? You let that 40% go and you hang out with your friends and your family. You enjoy life. You do the things that matters to you. You focus on the things, you focus on your reasons as to why you're actually applying all this time to your business. Wouldn't you feel better? Wouldn't you feel amazing? Okay, guys, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to close up, about a minute left, and I want you to draw five circles on a paper. Start with one huge circle. Second circle is within that circle. Third circle is within that second circle. Fourth circle is within that third circle. And fifth circle is within that fourth circle. So we have a bullseye in front of us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Your outer circle, you're going to name it your why. Your first inner circle, you're going to name it your big thing. Your next inner circle, you're going to name it your August goal. Your fourth inner circle, you're going to name it your this month. And your fifth inner circle, you're going to name it the now. So it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Why? Your big thing. Your August thing. Your this month. And your now. So you have five layers of what this thing is. And I'm going to ask you to write this question down. What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? And I'm going to say it to you one more time. If you have a phone, you can pull your phone notes out and type this in, or you can write it down. Again, what's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything will be easier or unnecessary? And I'm going to ask you to chunk down. And when you look at this five circle thing that I ask you to draw, that's how you're going to chunk. So you know what you need to be doing. As Perium business builders, we help people enroll in the business. We help people get started as transformers. We support them through their transformations. We ask them to go public. We teach them how to move through the tools. We introduce them to team calls. We get them to events. You see how this can be overwhelming? Because all of these things I just mentioned, yes, they absolutely fall in your 20%. But what you're going to start asking yourself is, within that 20%, what's the one thing? And then within that, what's the one thing? So you chunk it down. And that's why everyone's one thing is going to be different. Because there's some people on the line who have not even gotten a gift card out yet. And we got some people on the line who've gotten hundreds of gift cards redeemed on their team. So what you want to do is you want to look at your big picture. The last thing I'm going to leave you with is one more image. I want you to draw one big circle, and that's going to be your big picture, and you're going to ask yourself the question, what's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or necessary, the big picture. And then within that picture, I just want you to draw one little dot. And then that's going to be called your small focus. And within that small focus, you're still going to ask yourself the question, what's my one thing I can do right now? What's the one thing I can do right now that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? So I gave you two images. I gave you the image that you can spend a lot of time focusing on, which is chunking it down on five levels, from your why to your big thing to your August goal to your this month goal and then to your now goal. And then the last thing I left you on is the concept of really just going back to what's your big picture, what's the big thing that you want, and then what's the one thing you can do right now in this very moment to take you there. And then maybe, David, I can come back. We can do another training because there's one more piece of this puzzle, which is how you implement after knowing what your one thing is, and that will be with something called time blocking. Or, you know, you can go ahead and get that book and read about it. It's about time blocking. And I've been implementing this strategy of time blocking. I understood the concept of chunking down and knowing what our one thing and what our focus is because I'm very big on laser-sharp focus. I've always trained through all my businesses. I've lived by the concept of laser-sharp focus, knowing exactly what it is that needs to be accomplished to take us to the next step. To take us to the next step, I talk about one foot in front of the other and crawl before we walk, walk before we run. However, I've never been introduced to the concept of time blocking, and time blocking has changed everything for me just within this last week of implementing it. So thank you so much, David, for having me on this call. Shout out to Amy Benner, wherever she's at, and thank you so much, David Sandoval, as well. I'm going to hand the call back to you, and huge aloha to Team Purium. Team Purium rocks. I'm excited to see everyone at National. We're going to have an amazing, amazing time igniting it up with everyone at Ignite National Convention. Thank you, David Blitz.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Brandy, for your passion and your knowledge. Appreciate both. It's always a great dose to get people focused and fired up. And I'm sure you'll be sharing some additional chunks of knowledge at the Diamond Training on Thursday afternoon for Diamonds and Above a convention, and also Saturday afternoon as well on the main stage. So good stuff. Just a little touch of a sneak preview of what you're going to be seeing. Lucy Mazes with Spanish, Brandy Shinoto with the pieces of the puzzle, and I appreciate everybody being on the line tonight. So get on the phone and get focused on your one thing here tonight, your now. And that'll turn into great things as you move forward. So thanks, everybody, for being on the line, and congratulations to Erica Watts as well. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night. Bye now.